Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Let's go to the phone lines right now to be joined by a friend of the show, Matt Verderam with Sports Illustrated. He is also a Knicks fan. Matt, how you doing today, my man?
Better than the Knicks.
How was it watching that buzzer beater yesterday?
This is probably the answer you're not going to expect. I didn't even care. By the time it got to the buzzer beater, like, I've been a Knicks fan since 93. That's what they do. They're the Knicks. Like, they lose games like this. Like, people are like, this is the worst collapse in Knicks history. My point, you must be new. I have seen the Knicks lose in every conceivable fashion, mostly just getting blown out and being terrible most of my life. Once they turned it over, with 29 seconds left on that review, and I think it was the right call. I didn't know being at the ball. Once they turned that over, I turned to my dad, who's in town. I'm like, this game's done. I don't know how they're going to lose, but they're going to lose this game. And, you know, by the time it all transpired and unfolded, you're like, yeah, that's about par for the course.
I mean, just everything about the collapse at the end just had to be absolutely heartbreaking. Like, it was one of those things, like the final 2 minutes, I was kind of watching it passively. You know, I'm thinking the game is over, but it's still on the television. I'm there. I'm on the phone. I'm kind of messing around. And then next thing I know, I'm like, wait, they actually kind of got to make these free throws if they want to win this. And then for them to have the shot at the end, for me thinking that Tyrese Halliburton made a three and then he does the Reggie Miller, they then find out it's a two, then to go to overtime, then to lose that way. I mean, that had to be up there, though, for just heartbreaking Knicks losses in your time.
It really, I know it sounds like I'm probably full of, you know, it really wasn't. It was just the Knicks. Like, that's what they do. I went through the 9 points or whatever it was in 8 seconds with Miller. I went through viewing in that same series, missing a finger roll on game seven. I remember as a kid when he scored 25 points in the fourth quarter of game five. They had a game last year against Philly where they could have closed out the series and they gave up like a 6-point lead with 8 seconds left. I mean, they have done this so many times throughout the years. I mean, don't get me wrong. It was an absolute and complete catastrophe. But there was no point in that game I thought the game was over, ever. When they were up, whatever it was, 15, 17, I never thought that game was over. And, listen, I mean, you got to give Indiana some credit. I mean, you couldn't hit that many shots in practice. And they just over and over and over and over. And the Knicks made it as easy as possible. They didn't bother to defend anybody for the last 3 minutes of the game. And in the end, if Ananobi hits a free throw, none of this matters, but he didn't, which is not surprising if you've watched them all year long. It feels like the series is over. It might not be. They might come back and win, but it feels over.
Right now, we're talking to Matt Verderam. Let's get to the NFL here. From people that you talk to, are you hearing most of the complaints about the tush push to be pure safety reasons and they think that this play is unsafe? Or is it simply one team has an advantage over the rest of us, so we're going to try to limit that advantage?
Oh, it's all the second thing. I don't know anybody who actually believes this is about player safety. It's not about player safety. I mean, you've been watching football for as long as I have. How many times has a quarterback gotten hurt on a quarterback's knee? Mahomes is the only one I can think of. I couldn't think of one other example of a quarterback getting hurt on a play like that. There's no data that players get hurt more on that play. None. The NFL will tell you that. They can't back that up. It doesn't exist. It's not real. The NFL doesn't like it because it doesn't look like a football play. The outcome is very predictable, and it's not exciting. That's why the NFL doesn't like it. Teams within the NFL don't like it because the Philadelphia Eagles are really, 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 really good at it, and nobody else is really good at it. The Bills are the second-best team out of last year, and we watched them in the AFC Championship game try to do it five times and fail miserably. This is not about player safety. The NFL has never cared about player safety. Okay? The NFL will wax on and on and on about that. And if they could do it tonight, they'd make it an 18-game schedule. So,
if you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This is all about the Eagles are awesome at it, and the rest of the league falls somewhere between they don't do it and they're decent at it. And so the Eagles get to have a live another day. I do think this thing's getting banned. Whether or not it's somehow for this year or after the season, this play does not have a long life ahead of it. But for now, it exists.
I was just going to ask you if you think this is the last year for the tush push, because if you're telling me they're only two votes away from it, I mean, I know they have to get an overwhelming majority. I mean, they need 75% of the league to say no. Right now, they're at 22 where they need 24. I mean, as long as this play continues on, Philadelphia continues to have that advantage. No team is able to close the gap. It seems like they're going to have this conversation again next year, and it's going to pass.
Yeah, I agree with that. I think, look, that's where we're at. Goodell doesn't want it. The NFL and the owners, they don't want it. They don't want it to play. One team benefits. It looks like crap on television, and it's predictable. The NFL does not want any of those things as part of the game. Okay, like now this is just a personal opinion, but the Guardian caps, they have been proven to be effective toward limiting head traumas, concussions, things like that. I forever believe right now, you know why the NFL doesn't mandate it? Because it looks weird. That's why. It looks funny. If it didn't look funny, it would be mandated. There's no reason not to do it. It looks weird. The day it doesn't look weird, it'll be mandated. So that's, you know, I think when you start talking about, you know, the aesthetics of the game, the NFL gets really, really, really cagey and concerned with that stuff. I think that is part of this thing with the tush push. But yeah, I mean, look, as long as the Eagles can do it, they'll do it. I think they should enjoy the moment this upcoming season.
Ultimately, Matt, I think that there should be some sort of compromise. I mean, it is a form of a quarterback sneak. This is the compromise that I would propose. You can only run it on fourth down, because what I think happens that's just frustrating is you and I both know The Eagles have a big play. They get down to the 2-yard line. It's now first and goal from the 2. They're about to run this play. We already know what's going to happen. No, you got to run a play here. Hand the ball off to Saquon Barkley. Throw it to A.J. Brown on 4th down when teams would traditionally do a quarterback sneak. Sure, we'll allow you the opportunity to do it, but this seems to me like a compromise that both sides should try to work towards to figure it out, especially if we're only arguing, well, we don't want this play because one team does it better than everybody else.
I would argue that the easiest way to stop this is just legislate the play the way it should be legislated. If you watch the Eagles when they line up, they're almost always illegally lined up when they do it. They're constantly out in front of the football. Like, if you told the officials who are getting an Eagles game that week, hey, look, they line up for this play. You just, the letter of the law, crack down. They'd penalize them 5 times, and that would be the end of the play happening. Or they'd have to adjust, and it wouldn't be as effective. Like, if you actually watch when the Eagles line up in this, a lot of times they're out in front of the football, both hands are down. They're often there's a legal formation, but they just kind of get away with it because it's a scrum, and it's kind of like calling interference on a Hail Mary, right? Like, it happens all the time, but you don't really call it because it's kind of it's the letter of the law versus spirit of the rule type thing. If the NFL really wanted to stop Philadelphia from doing it, they could do it because they could just tell the officials, hey, look, every time they do it, if one guy has a millimeter of a fingertip over the line, call for it. And that would drastically alter the percentages of how good Philly is on the play.
Right now, we're talking to Matt Verderam for a couple more minutes here, going through some of the recent storylines in the National Football League. Matt, I'm happy ultimately that this got pulled off and at least we're not going to have that conversation this offseason, but I like the way that the playoff structure works in the National Football League. Sure, you can argue that a team wins 11 games, another team wins 10 games, that the 11-win team should be the home team, but everybody can follow this model. If you win your division, the reward is you get to make the playoffs and you get a home game. I'm not really sure why the NFL would try to devalue regular season games.
I agree. Let's not turn this into the NBA, where nobody cares about the games from like February through the beginning of April. Like, let's not do that. Or baseball, where we're about 3 seasons away from 12 teams per league getting in the playoffs. I don't even think you need a 7-team, honestly, in each conference in the NFL making the playoffs, but that's never going away now. I'm with you. I don't like the idea of recalibrating the playoffs. Why? It works fine. I don't care that the Vikings happen to be a 14-win wildcard team. How often does that happen? The answer, by the way, is never. Nobody's ever been a 14-win wildcard team. To my knowledge, I don't think anybody's ever been a 13-win wildcard team. So I don't really care. Maybe Tennessee was in 99. I'd have to go back and look. The point is, look, I don't think it needs to be overhauled. It doesn't. There's nothing wrong with what it currently is. Divisions should matter. Rivalries in sports matter. I think if you were to get rid of the current format and do what they're talking about, I really think you'd have to look at it and then go, all right, well, then we got to revamp the whole schedule. Because if you're going to do it that way, then everybody's got to have as similar of a schedule as possible. So, like, use the Chiefs as an example. Let's say they go to an 18-game schedule. My answer then is, okay, great. You're playing everybody in the AFC once. You're playing 15 games in the AFC, and if you're a first-place team, maybe you play 3 first-place teams in the NFC. You just kind of rotate that per year. But I think that becomes very bizarre. You'd have stretches where you don't play a certain NFC team for 20 years. So it would just be weird. I don't think it'd be fair to change the format and then keep the divisional schedule where you're obviously it's an unbalanced schedule. Then all of a sudden, if you're in a really tough division, you're getting screwed compared to some team playing in a bad division who's just racking up wins like crazy. I don't mind that now in the sense, hey, look, all right, it's a little unfair, but everybody wins the division, everybody gets the playoffs, everybody gets a home game, wins the division. If you don't do that, then what is the point?
Matt, last question here. I know we got to get you out of here. I actually haven't talked to you since we saw the Brock Purdy contract get signed. I like this deal. I think there are 4 quarterbacks that have clearly removed themselves from the list. And then there's about 8 quarterbacks that I would say in that tier 2 that I think have proven to be good quarterbacks if you put the right infrastructure around them. Jalen Hurts is one of those quarterbacks. He just won the Super Bowl last year, and people were arguing his contract 2 years ago. I think this deal right. makes a lot of sense for San Francisco. I also think that Purdy is worth this deal.
Look, in a vacuum, do I think Purdy's worth $55 million here? No. In the sense that that's a ton of money, but compared to other guys in that same, you know, tax bracket, so to speak, in the NFL, yeah. I mean, is he better than Tua? Yeah, he is. Is he better than Trevor Lawrence? Yeah, he is. Like, I know people have this thing with Trevor Lawrence. If Trevor Lawrence was drafted where Brock Purdy was and vice versa, we'd be having a far different conversation about both guys. Okay? And if you look at the deal, it's really a three-year contract. Okay? The Niners can get out of this thing after 3 years if they want to. I think it's fine. Had they had paid Purdy top of the market, I would have been much more critical. They didn't. They paid him more second tier. I have no beef with that. I think he's earned that. He's been a good player. We're going to find out how much of it is him and how much of it's the team over the next couple of seasons. Guys are aging out. Debo's gone. Trent Williams will be gone soon. George Kittle probably going to start falling off here soon. So there's a lot, you know, at play. But, yeah, I have no problem with the contract. I think the Niners did a nice job with it. I think Purdy, you know, look, you walk away with generational money. You're fine.
That is our guy, Matt Verderam, joining us on the show today. Always great to catch up with him. Matt, man, have a great rest of your weekend, man. Enjoy the Memorial Day weekend.
Hey, you too. Take care, man.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.